This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Are your days of seeing Taylor Swift at Chiefs games coming to an end? Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix. And starting us off, we are talking about Domino's Pizza's Valentine's Day pepperoni perfume. So this is Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Fallon all doing a joke off, trying to make fun of the new perfume.
For Valentine's Day, Domino's is launching a pepperoni-inspired perfume.
Oh.
Go!
Beep, 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 beep. Yes. It's the perfect way to tell the world, ladies, I'm still single.
There you have it.
Its tagline is Domino's pepperoni perfume. It's like being in an elevator with Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Domino's guarantees that it will end your relationship in 30 minutes or less.
Hey! He had that one up his sleeve there. No way he got that off the top of his head, but that was a good one.
Number two.
All right, it's also Jimmy Fallon who's talking about one of your favorite stores that's going to be closing some locations.
Some business news. I saw that Joann Fabrics is closing 500 of its 800 stores. Oh. And you can tell things are rough because Joann just started an Only Fabrics.
Hey, the Only Fabrics. Not a bad idea.
What does that look like? We have a Joann Fabrics right by our house, and it's really convenient. I don't want that one to close out here in the Pewaukee area because there's times where you're hanging a picture and you need some special wire, or maybe you just need a little decorations for Valentine's Day or whatever holidays, and they always have the coupons. They always have the coupons, so I'm bummed to hear about that, but hopefully the ones in our areas are going to stay open.
Number one.
What is going on with Taylor Swift's boo, Travis Kelce, after a not so great showing at the Super Bowl? And he's getting up there in age. Now that the season is done, naturally people are asking, is he going to be retiring from the NFL? He and his brother are involved in so many projects. His brother retired last year, Jason. Well, during their podcast, Travis said he's not ready to make that decision yet.
I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road, and I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing.
Who is that? Whose boo is that? Does that belong to? Did you say? I couldn't remember what you said. Who did you say?
I know what you're trying to do.
Swelcy jar.
Avoid mentioning it. I don't put money in the Swelcy jar.
All right.
But I feel for him because this is what happens immediately when these seasons end. That's what all the reporters want to know. Are you going to retire? What's going to happen?
Well, sure.
Process what just happened in the Super Bowl, because also, if you're Travis Kelce, aren't you thinking, I don't want that to be how I go out? It really wasn't a great game at all, but you were at the Super Bowl. It's the odds of getting back there again aren't exactly likely either, so it's got to end eventually.
He's still a young man.
He's going to wrap up after this year?
He's still a young man at 35 in everyday life. But for a football player, 35, that's getting up there in age, like you mentioned, Elizabeth. And he also plays tight end, getting tackled, having to block on some plays. That's a lot of wear and tear. Plus, you know, who knows? Maybe he wants to move on and be a roadie at concerts.
And start and perhaps get married. And
yeah.
I don't have to get married in the swalsy jar anymore.
Right, that's what you're
hoping. I need to reach out to him and say, hey, buddy, you're making me poor because I'm putting money in this swalsy jar. Can you just put a ring on it already? That's all we care about.
There you go.
And that's your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.